And we start this hour with an annual airline quality rating, which was made public today, and consumer satisfaction was on the way up for 9 of the 12 airlines. Recently on the show, we spoke with America West Airlines founder and industry observer Ed Beauvais. He told us that customer service is good but in need of improvement, and one of the challenges is consumer choice.
The number of new carriers has diminished greatly in the airline industry, and it's now an oligopoly. Well, the oligopoly has some different incentives. They're large, very large companies, and how they manage their resources and what their particular market objectives are different.
Not surprisingly, getting to your destination on time is the most important thing for travelers, and not arriving on time because of cancellations or some other factor will lead to complaints and dissatisfaction. Brent Bowen is dean of the College of Aviation at Embry-Riddle University in Prescott and co-author of the annual airline quality rating. Brent, is there anything in the ratings that you're finding especially troublesome?
The thing that's most troublesome about the complaints, and keep in mind these are complaints that are officially filed with the Department of Transportation, are rising in the area of what we call flight problems. And for the most part, for the average consumer, that means flight cancellations. And because of rampant cancellations, say for, you know, computer glitches and then also for major weather systems and things like that, consumers are expressing their view by filing a complaint with the Department of Transportation.
When we think about consolidation, because that's certainly a word that comes up for a lot of folks who are air travelers, the three that you listed that had their scores go down are not ones, I don't think, that would have been affected by consolidation. So from your analysis, what you're seeing, has consolidation over the last few years affected airlines in good or bad ways?
Well, it's definitely affected some of the largest merger airlines negatively. Let's take, for example, United and American. They used to be higher-level performers in the overall airline quality rating, and now they're getting, you know, kind of below the middle of the pack, American kind of now falling into the bottom tier of carriers in terms of overall performance. You know, Southwest, you know, which had a merger a number of years ago, it never recovered. It used to be regularly number one in the airline quality rating, and it's always kind of in the middle now. But the big change up is Delta. You know, Delta, you know, when they went through their merger acquisition, their quality performance went down dramatically, but now they've kind of clawed their way back up to number two.
Do you think consumers have enough choices now to make a rating like the airline quality rating matter in the sense that can consumers take what they learn from your report and then actually turn it into something where, all right, I'm maybe less inclined to use this airline, or are we left with fewer options? So maybe it's like, well, I'm glad that I know this information, but I'm not sure I can do much with it. I mean, are we in a situation where it's harder now to do that?
It does get harder, but through the mergers and acquisitions, you know, we still have carriers competing against each other in markets. Now, let's talk about Phoenix, for example. You know, we have two major dominating airlines. We have American and we have Southwest. Well, Southwest routinely outperforms American in terms of overall performance. So a consumer knowing that Southwest is a higher-ranked airline, is more likely to have a pleasant experience on Southwest versus American.
Are there other things that maybe you're watching based on good or bad trends you saw in 2016 that may be worth watching to see whether people are satisfied or less satisfied?
As we look ahead and we see more reliance on automation, I mean, right now, airline dispatching is totally reliant on automation, but you would think, you know, things such as redundancy and whatnot could help resolve that and prevent some of the outages we saw in the last year. The other thing that we're watching that could affect the consumer complaint category is taking the human out of the loop. You know, now you have to go to the airline, you go to the ticket counter, you get a kiosk. You have to figure out how to run the machine, how to print your own bag tag, how to put the bag tag on the right way, and then wait in another line to give your bag to someone so they can check your ID. As we dehumanize the whole system, even through the point of security they're talking about, I think that's going to result in increased complaints by passengers.
Brent Bowen is Dean of the College of Aviation at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. We've been talking about the report he co-authored, Airline Quality Rating. And Dr. Bowen, thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.